from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, owning a home in New Jersey is more expensive than ever before as property taxes rose by nearly 3% last year. The average homeowner now pays more than $10,000 in property taxes, passing five figures. Walpack Township in Sussex County wins the crown for biggest increase of 153%. That's a massive spike for the town's seven residents. New Jersey residents paid over $34.5 billion in property taxes in 2024. This according to new data from the State Department of Community Affairs. A Princeton man has been charged with murdering his own brother. He's due back in court today.
Princeton police walked into a bloody scene after a 911 call from 31-year-old Matthew Hurtgen last month. He's accused of brutally killing 26-year-old Joseph Hurtgen, who had suffered multiple grisly injuries, as well as the family cat the night of February 22nd. According to court documents, a relative told police that Matthew Hurtgen has struggled with mental illness for 5 years. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Bridgewater police officer is being hailed a hero for saving a driver from a burning car after a fiery crash on Route 22 this morning. The collision between a Hyundai Elantra with two people inside and a tanker truck happened just after 2 a.m. near the Thompson Avenue exit ramp. The vehicles caught fire, traveled 685 feet while stuck together. Officer Noah Allott was on patrol nearby. He found the Hyundai driver, 44-year-old Peter Della Ventura, unconscious, trapped in the flaming car. The officer rescued him while the others escaped no problem. New Jersey Transit is speeding up window replacement on all of its multi-level rail cars. NJ Transit President Chris Calori now says the massive job will be completed in 3 years rather than the original projection of 6 to 8 years.
We want to address an issue that our customers have complained about a lot, which is the cloudy windows on our multi-level ones and twos.
Calori says it's all about improving the customer experience. 13,000 new windows will be installed in 400 multi-level train cars with work already underway. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com, click on demand. Gusty winds continue as temperatures drop. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Another day, another wind advisory. Cold front once again opening the door to a colder, drier air mass today. Kicking up gusts to around 40 miles an hour later today. Hold on to your hat. Get ready to grab a heavier jacket, too, as temperatures fall into the mid-40s or so this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun. Now, tonight, that gusty wind will continue. With clearing skies and chilly temperatures, lows will fall to around 30. Still pretty blustery for tomorrow, but we'll have sunshine and seasonable temperatures. Highs for your Friday in the upper 40s. There is a chance of a sprinkle or flurry early Saturday. Then morning clouds give way to sunshine. Guess what? Still breezy. Highs on Saturday in the mid-40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Andover, it's 43, Monroe 49, Seaside Heights is 50. Weather brought to you by At Home Recreation. Marine-grade furniture is now in stock, and all patio sets are at pre-season savings. Get outdoor bars delivered and installed with a free wine glass rack, plus 75% off select 2024 patio furniture. Visit athomerecreation.com.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.